Part 1. Welcome to the first installment in this 5-part audio series on email marketing. In this series, I'll show you how to use email marketing for success in your business. How to use an autoresponder can be a difficult concept to grasp. In this segment, I'll tell you why autoresponders are considered the marketer's magic trick. An avid poker player named John visits your website. For instance, you sell a book that will tell him how to improve his game. He's very interested in your offer, but is not ready to purchase just yet. He's still recovering from that extended holiday and needs to pay off the credit card that he maxed out playing poker online. He sees a form on your website asking if he would like more detailed information. He inputs his name and email address. And within seconds, an email is sent to his inbox with a short summary of the benefits offered by your book and a couple of tips he can use right away. A few days later, John receives another email that goes something like this. Hey John, I know you're quite busy, especially with the holiday period coming to an end, but I just wanted to get in touch with you to let you know we've got a special coming up for that How to Win at Poker handbook you've always wanted. By this time, John had forgotten he wanted to buy a book, and this email reminds him that he needs to improve his game. A few days later, John receives another email, again reminding him that the special is about to end, alongside another juicy tip that's in the book. John realizes he doesn't have much time now, and off he goes to purchase your How to Win at Poker handbook. Every email sent to John was automated. You didn't have to wait for him to subscribe, and you didn't have to send him an email every few days. This example shows how autoresponders can be a great hands-off tool. Now, take a few minutes and think to yourself, how can I use autoresponders on my website? No, seriously, stop and think. This simple exercise could easily add another stream of revenue to your website that you didn't know existed. Even if you don't sell anything, autoresponders can be used for any type of business. And you should opt to use autoresponder software that offers personalization, which includes the ability to address John by his first name, as that greatly increases response rates. Finally, you should test your autoresponders. Make sure they aren't trapped by spam filters, and make sure the subscribers are receiving the autoresponders in the sequence you intend, and so forth. Armed with this new knowledge, you should be able to add an additional stream of revenue that could mean some serious boosting to your profits. Some online businesses use this single marketing strategy as the sole way of getting new clients. They do this because it works. So, have you decided how you're going to use autoresponders for your business? Put your thinking cap on and then take action. Don't forget to check your inbox for part 2 in this 5-part audio series on email marketing.